It's time for everyone's favorite podcast on the web. You live it up the wall. Where you get the best sports talk and info in New York.
Hey, relax. All right, don't try to strike everybody out. Strikeouts are boring. Besides that, they're fascist. Throw some ground balls. It's more democratic.
It's an all-new Off the Wall on YesNetwork.com. And here's your host, Chris Sheeran.
Hi, everybody. Joe Auriemma here on YesNetwork.com. I'm here with Kevin Kernan of The Post. Kevin, we're here at Yankee Stadium today, but really a big weekend series, Subway Series with the Mets. A lot of juice for two teams that are playing so well right now.
Yeah, the Mets have really come through, Joe. The weather's perfect. We're here ready for baseball. And I tell you what, this is the Mets World Series in a lot of ways, and I think it'll be an interesting weekend.
You know, it's funny. Last year, they said that really the Mets season kind of took a turn for the worst, after the Subway Series, after they kind of lost the series there. And 2 years ago, when Castillo dropped the ball, you know, that kind of changed things. So it really is a big series in a way for the Mets more than the Yankees.
It always is. And the Castillo dropping that pop-up, I was here that night when it happened. The Mets have not recovered from that, really. That's been the beginning of the end for them. And Jose Reyes has kind of changed the whole philosophy of the team now, made them exciting. So in some ways now, especially with Jeter not being here, you know, it's the Mets are the more exciting team right now. And the Yankees are going to be interesting because Yankees have had their way with the National League opponents. Nobody's really matched up to them. They're basically resting people today. They're not even taking these guys seriously, to be quite honestly. But Reyes and the Mets will have a whole different atmosphere. And in a lot of ways, too, Joe, the Mets are like an American League club. And I say that because Beltran, even though he is a right fielder, he's a DH. To me, he's what a DH should be. And the Mets have gotten some pretty decent pitching. They're playing some great defense. Terry Collins, who I've been backing since day one, is a real manager. There's not many managers in the game these days. Terry's done a great job getting these guys playing serious baseball and overcoming some hurdles. But the bottom line here is the Mets have the electric leadoff hitter that really a lot of teams in the American League don't have and nobody in the National League really has.
And coming into the season, this was an offense that had to endure some injuries, but now they look healthy and poised. And you had mentioned it before the interview when we spoke, that this was a team that was kind of really killing some teams offensively in spring training, and now we're starting to see the dividends being paid here.
Yeah, everybody's shocked about what the Mets are doing, and the bottom line here is they're healthy. But I covered them a lot in spring training, and they were rolling over teams. I mean, they were taking care of the Cardinals, beating them by a lot of runs. And then they had all their little injuries that kind of set them back. And the amazing thing, of course, is that they're doing this without David Wright and some other things. So nobody could have predicted this. But I think it's great for the Yankees, too, because, you know, the one thing being around the Yankees, you're around the Yankees all the time like I am, they really take pride in their job. You know, they want to face the best. And I think it says something about how well the Mets are playing, the fact that Girardi is resting some people today. You could tell by A-Rod's strikeouts last night that he was a little bit off and needed a day off. I think that front shoulder's bothering him a little bit, and he won't admit to it. But I think they're looking ahead like, okay, we've taken care of everybody in the National League. Let's make sure we take care of our own little city here.
You know, and both teams are really coming into the series red hot. A lot of storylines, like you said, David Wright is out for the Yankees. Derek Jeter won't be playing in this series, so it's going to be an interesting feel. You know, like you said, Jose Reyes playing the way he's playing, but we haven't seen these two teams playing this well going into a series in a long, long time.
No, and Mets fans really have had nothing to look forward to, and that's why I said in the intro that this is kind of their World Series. If the Mets can get through this series and maybe win two out of three, they go on a trip to L.A. and San Francisco, then you have the All-Star break, and you get David Wright healthy. And don't forget, too, we haven't even mentioned yet, but since day one, Terry Collins has been pointing to, after the All-Star break, Johan Santana. He's told me, when I get my big lefty back, it could be a different story. They can't compete with the Phillies. That's clear. I don't expect them to be in the NL East. But there's no reason why they shouldn't be able to compete in a wild card. The National League is not that good a league. I think the fact that the Mets really playing in New York, it makes them not like a National League team. They're closer to an American League team. And I think it's going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to it. But I'm also looking forward to going on a trip with the Mets, which I'm going to make next week, to see how they respond to all of this. Because Jason Bay, you know, they've been a little timid. That's been the Mets' problem. The Yankees always establish who they are. They have that super confidence. The Mets have been timid across the board. With Reyes playing the way he is now, he's taken them to a new level confidence-wise, because he's doing things that no one in the game is doing. And really, Mets ownership should get on the ball here. And everybody talks about keeping Reyes. They should be more proactive than that. Keeping Reyes should be a no-brainer. They should be going out and really going out after a top free agent talent themselves. Yeah. And that's what the Mets should be doing. They shouldn't be talking about holding on to Reyes, holding on to Beltran. That should be no-brainers. They should be going out and do what the Yankees do in the offseason, really energize their fan base, bring in the tickets. Last time I looked, I think we're standing in New York. You know, we're not in Kansas City. Mets need to step up to the plate.
That's absolutely a great point because, you know, that was a lot of the scuttlebutt coming in. Are they going to trade Reyes? Are they going to trade Beltran? I mean, what happens here if the Mets are still in this? And, you know, Beltran, they're not going to get a draft pick if they lose him at the end of the year. Do they trade a guy like Beltran and just hope that it works out for the best and not try to get anybody back in return? What's going to be the deal with the Mets here?
Yeah, if they do that, that's a pure signal that they're only worried about the bottom line. You know, I've been watching Beltran all year. I've been close to him. I don't know if I told you earlier this year when he was really in spring training, he was upset about if he thought he could really get it all together.
Right.
And I asked him, I said, well, how do you get that confidence back? And he actually reached up and picked out a baseball card out of his locker and looked at the back and the numbers. And he says, this is what I do. I look at the numbers. I know I can do it. I did it before. Well, he's gotten to that point. I watched him the other day, and this is something I haven't seen from Beltran in a long time. Everybody talks about Beltran really not caring. He was the on-deck hitter, and there was a play at the plate, and he was guiding the runner home, and he was into it as excited as Tim Flannery would be, the most excitable coach in baseball at third base for the San Francisco Giants, who usually follows the runners down. So that tells me that Beltran is into it. He thoroughly expects to get traded because he wants to be in a playoff race. Well, wouldn't it be ironic if that playoff race is right in his own backyard and he stays home?
Yeah, I was just thinking that as well. One more question I have for you. It looks like it's night and day, the way the Mets have come together. You know, we talk about the Yankees all the time here. And the job that Joe Girardi has done with this club, being now 16 games over 500 with all the injuries that they've had to endure, just look at what Terry Collins has done. It really is night and day. For Yankee fans that don't see the Mets on a day-to-day basis, what can you say about Terry Collins?
Well, Terry Collins is Mike Socha from a standpoint of getting his team ready, but he's a lot more excitable. And he's a little bit like Girardi. He's made them a team. And in my mind, both, if I had to give half-season awards right now, Girardi and Collins would both win Manager of the Year awards for their leagues. But Collins spends time. He's one of these little guys that has so much energy. You know, he's 62 years old. And by the way, Joe, the average age for a National League manager in the NL East is now 64, with my good buddy Jack McKeon taking over at 80 and Davey Johnson with the Nationals. But he's 62 years old, so he has all that life experience of being the energized little infielder type guy. But he acts like he's 32. I watch him all spring training and every day when I'm over at the Mets. Before every batting practice, he'll be out on the field talking to guys. And it's funny, I asked him about Carlos Beltran one day, because Carlos really loves him. Frankie Rodriguez loves him. And Carlos said that, you know, this guy shows me so much respect and he cares so much. And I asked Terry about that. And Terry, who really is energized, he's the energizer bunny. He says, Kevin, yes, but it takes a lot of energy. So he's working overtime to keep those players on his side, and it's all come through. And you know what else he's done, which I think is a good thing? He's been honest with his players. When they don't do things right, he gets on them a little bit and says, we're going to fix this. And he's also, even little things, like we were talking earlier this year, he was working with Reyes on how to get a better break on a steal. And Reyes didn't really pick it up. And he says, you know, that's something that we'll work on next spring training. So this guy's always thinking about the game. He's like Girardi. Like I kid with my little saying, which Girardi is all systems Joe, you know, because everything's a system, which is good. I think you have to be that way, and certainly in New York. And I think the fact that both these guys are in New York, there. You know, they know they have to step up their game. In these other cities you go to, there's three media there. Nobody's asking the tough questions. These guys get hit every night with the questions. They have to be on top of their game, and they've both done a great job. And I think it'll be interesting to see a little before the game, the meeting between those two guys, two good baseball men talking baseball. And New York has gotten what it deserves. It deserves this kind of matchup.
I totally agree with you. You can follow Kevin Kernan all season following the Mets and the Yankees, the New York Post, also on Twitter. Keep coming back to YesNetwork.com for all of your Yankees needs this season. For Kevin Kernan, I'm Joe Auriemma saying we'll see you next time.